mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
After 4 years and 9 months of refusing to release any video from the hundreds of cameras and tapes and digital recordings of 2004, it's now been released to them 1 hour ago and is scheduled to be appearing on national TV in the next few hours. We'll be covering that. We have the tail reports up on the websites. In the last hour, I interviewed Sheriff Sigfrido Gonzalez Jr. of Zapata County, confirming foreign Eastern Bloc Anglo troops, foreign Chinese troops. They've even gotten video of this. RPGs they've captured. They've been fired on with RPGs. We have Sheriff Rick Flores from Webb County, Texas, Laredo, there on the border, where you can't even go shopping now, as I did many years ago, and on tourist visits. He's riding shotgun with us. And we're joined, for the first time, we're honored to have him, by Congressman Henry Bonilla, Texas, 23rd District, a great stance on the border, demanding real controls. I've got to say, no one that I know is buying Bush and the 6,000 troops unarmed down there to be sitting ducks. We need state funding to put state guard and to beef up the sheriff's departments. But we'll get the congressman's take on that and then get the response from the sheriff who's with us. We're going to break here in about 3 minutes and come back and continue with the congressman. But right now, congressman, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
You represent the district where we have these sheriffs, and we're honored to have you, sir. What do you think, and I know he's in your party, but can you give us your take on Bush's little speech last night?
Well, before the speech, there were a lot of us that have been very frustrated with the administration's lack of action on border security. And the sheriff you're about to have on has part of my district, and I've met with many of the sheriffs along the border who have been crying out for help because there's been an invasion going on down there. And the primary threat, of course, as I'm sure you all have discussed, is with the OTMs, the other than Mexicans that come in from the Mideast and from Central America where the gang problems are rooted and drug cartels engaging law enforcement. So before last night's speech, a lot of us were very discouraged. I'm more encouraged now than ever because if this plan is actually implemented, and we'll see in the next few weeks whether we actually get boots on the ground or not to help the Border Patrol during this time when they're low on manpower and resources, then I'm much more optimistic than I was yesterday.
Congressman, I'll say this. The only thing I'm encouraged is that Bush is being forced. The Democratic and Republican leadership, as you know, wants the open borders. It's part of the CFR. Even Lou Dobbs has said it's about an American union. I'm encouraged, though, that they're being forced to at least pay lip service, but I've looked at Bush's 6,000-man plan just to report to the overwhelmed Border Patrol. And then Bush, meanwhile, wants the guest worker program, Congressman, which is just going to legalize these tens of millions of people that are here illegally. So, I mean, why are you encouraged?
Well, because it's the first decisive announcement, plan of action that I've heard him talk about since we've been discussing this issue with the highest level at the White House for going on a year now. So I want to give him a chance to show us that he means business. If there is no action in a few weeks down the road, then conservatives like myself who are very concerned about border security are going to be once again disheartened and not going to be buying any of the message. But you know, I've known him for a long time, and even before he thought about running for governor of Texas, and he's always been a person who, if he says it, he means it. And so if he means this, then, again, I am encouraged that we're going to see some progress along the border.
Congressman Henry Bonilla, we've got a break. We're going to a quick three-minute break. I want to come back with you and then get some more comments and a final segment, and one of our fine border sheriffs. It's just that, I demand armed military on the border, and I demand they engage Mexico when Mexican troops shoot at our people. And as you said, it's an invasion. There's no debate. And I think laying down to Mexico has only encouraged this. I also want to get your take on what you think is going to happen after the election when Fox leaves, if the PRI comes in. What policies, because you're on the inside, you've been down there for some of the joint congresses we've held, so you're on the inside loop, you can give us your analysis. We're honored to have you. Sheriff, stay right there. We'll be right back with the sheriff and the congressman right here on the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, your host, Defending Liberty, Resisting Tyranny. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go back to Sheriff in just a few minutes here. Sheriff Rick Flores. But we've just got a few minutes left with Congressman Henry Bonilla, who we're going to have back in the near future for a longer period of time. Congressman, isn't President Bush doing this, being forced to do this by you and others, because the conservative base, 18% in the last 2 weeks, a floor he thought couldn't drop, is leaving him, and the Republicans are in danger of the Democrats sweeping to power in Congress?
Well, certainly a lot of us have been pushing the White House on this issue for some time now, and a lot of us have also been watching key Democrats that have been taking the lead on border security, and we were thinking, hey, you know, why can't we be decisive and take action on this? So I'm not sure exactly what the motivation was at the end, but if regardless of the reason, if there's going to be greater border security, I'm happy.
Congressman, do you support the guest worker program?
I have in the past, but it's got to be one that doesn't have amnesty in it, and it's got to be one that if people are going to be allowed to work legally in the country, they're going to have to pay a penance just like any American would if they had broken the law and then they had to do something, whether it's paying a fine or serve some time or anything like that. And certainly we're not going to allow these folks to move ahead in the line for citizenship.
Congressman, just two final questions. I want you to be able to talk briefly to the sheriff. You called it an invasion. Why do you call it an invasion? All the sheriffs we talk to, all the police, all the Border Patrol, they call it an invasion. Some of the Mexicans are calling it an invasion. Why do you call it an invasion?
Well, because last year alone, over 150,000 of the OTMs that I referred to earlier, the other than Mexicans that come in from Asia and from, again, the gang areas in Central America and from the Mideast and the drug cartels that are confronting law enforcement along the border, if that's not an invasion, when you have 150,000 people in a year period alone, I don't know what you call it.
Well, Congressman, we saw over 20 police killed this weekend in major cities in Brazil. The government's in danger of falling. Two criminal gangs. We don't want to live like that here in America, do we?
Well, of course not. And again, these gang members that originate there, like you're going to hear from the sheriff in a moment, in some cases, sheriffs along the border have to put these guys in jail. And then there's the fear that some of these ruthless members that are going to come along behind them are going to try to break them out using violence.
Well, that's what just happened in Brazil. You're absolutely right, Congressman. The sheriff's here with us, Rick Flores. Do you have any comments for him about trying to get him some military aid? I mean, do you believe that the troops going to the border should be armed?
I don't think that they should be armed at this point. Let's give the president a chance to implement his plan the way he sees fit.
But the Mexican troops are armed, Congressman.
Well, the Mexican troops, I know you're kind of throwing that out there, but I'm not aware that they are coming across the border in great numbers. I know that there have been some isolated cases where they have been part of drug shipments.
Sheriff, would you like to talk to the congressman, give him any comments? He's got to leave in just a second.
I've heard from the sheriff. He's a great sheriff, and we've sat eyeball to eyeball on occasion to go over some of the specifics, and you've got a good man on your show.
And actually, Alex, I will comment that Congressman Bonilla has been excellent. He's been one of the key players in sending the message to some of his colleagues regarding the border security. And I congratulate Congressman Bonilla for taking that bold step and some of his colleagues and actually even walking to the Capitol and or to the White House to speak to the president regarding this issue.
Good, good. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Take care. Shifting gears back into the bedlam. Henry Bonilla is a lot better than a lot of Republicans we've got. He's not as strong on the stance as Tom Tancredo. I mean, we are under attack. The Mexican troops are corrupt. I've talked to sheriffs that have had Mexican troops in Mexican vehicles come up and point guns at their heads. We all know this. Why do you think the congressman, I know you don't want to bash him, but why are Republicans reticent, sheriff, to not go all the way and really lay it out there?
Well, I think, in my opinion, and the trips that I've made to Washington, there's been a lot of congressmen and senators who have been very receptive to our message, and we've been able to go over there with tangible evidence that our borders are out of control. And these people have been receptive, they've listened to our message, and they've got concerns just like we do. So I can't say that the people that I've met with did listen. But there's still a lot of other people that we need to convince, and just like Congressman Bonilla has been one of the leaders, you know, who has steadfast in this issue. We got to also give thanks to Congressman John Culberson from Houston, who initiated in putting the bill together, and who has taken this to a higher level, and who has tirelessly worked on this issue and made it a point.
The problem is, Sheriff, is that Bush and Fox openly hired a PR firm to derail that, so we can't believe Bush is going to do anything real to control the borders when it's part of his plan to merge the two with the NAFTA corridor highway.
And I agree with you. And the thing is, just like Congressman Bonilla stated, I'm just going to wait. I want to see what's going to happen, what's going to unfold within the next two weeks.
What are your guts? I mean, if you had to wager, this Bush thing's a smoke and mirrors op, in your opinion, or you're just going to wait?
We're going to wait, and we hope that he does come through like he says he's going to come through. And the only thing is that we're in limbo. We don't know what exactly he means, how he's going to assist local law.
Well, sir, what's to stop your county or the governor? Perry's engaged in his own whitewash, putting 100, you know, troops on the border. That's nothing. And they're in shifts, so it's like eight at a time. What's to stop your county from, I'm sure your citizens would pay the tax, if you don't bring order back? I mean, as we talk privately, I mean, your tourism is, what, 95% down? I mean, right there, people will pay the tax. You need to engage these people. You need to start, when they shoot at you, start killing these drug gangs, these foreign troops, and then they'll back off real quick, sir. I mean, you need to get in there and trounce them, or it's going to be over. I mean, what's to stop the county and the city and the state from taking action?
I agree, and I'll tell you one thing, Alex, that we have been standing our ground.
I know. That's why it hadn't poured across as bad.
Yeah, that's why we haven't had so many spillover violence incidents in Laredo, but because of the fact that we've been working together. However, we've got some operation linebacker funding, which allows our deputies to work overtime, but we're overworking our deputies.
Yeah, how much money did you get from Perry?
We've got $6 million split evenly to the 16 border sheriffs, which we've got $367,000.
That's nothing. You need $100 million.
It's a drop in the bucket. We need $100 million, and that's why I'm disappointed with the Senate watering down the $100 million to $50 million and also extending the border radius from 25 miles to 100 miles. So that means that it's going to make it even more difficult for communities along the border to apply for such funding. So instead of getting a dollar, we're going to get a nickel, you know. And
well, we can try to secure Iraq and Afghanistan's borders. You know they built a 4,000-mile fence around all the accessible areas of Afghanistan, but we can't. They built it in 8 months, but we can't have one.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, Sheriff, I really appreciate you taking time out and joining us. And can I get you back up in the next few months to give us an update?
Anytime, Alex.
All right. God bless you, Sheriff Rick Flores. Are there any county websites or anything we can visit to learn more details?
Well, I'll tell you, you can log into our website at the Sheriff's Department. And our website is www.webcountytexas.gov, px.gov, sheriff.html.
Or you can just type into Google, Webb County, Texas, Sheriff Department website.
That's right.
And you'll get it there. Sheriff, right. You be careful. We're supporting you. And final question, give us your numbers. I mean, I know it's been a local newscast down there where they say no one's coming in to be terrorists now. How bad is it really?
It's very porous, and they are coming across. And the people that we are worried about is absolutely correct what Congressman Bonilla said.
But I mean, what's happened to your terrorism?
It's affecting our economic way of life here in Laredo and in Nuevo Laredo. It's affecting us all the way around. But we're more concerned with the OTMs because these are the people that we're concerned about. It's not too much the Mexicans. It's the people who are making their way to Mexico to exploit Mexico and use Mexico as a jumping board
into
the United States. And we're talking about people from the Middle East who are coming to Mexico to learn the language, learn the culture, and then camouflage themselves as Mexicans to cross into the United States and hopefully not do us harm, because that's what their intent is.
Thank you so much, Sheriff, for joining us. Take care.
Take care.
All right, that was Sheriff Rick Flores. We're going to shift gears out of the border now. He's had two border sheriffs and a congressman for you. This is Real Truth Radio, real information on the front lines, Genesis Network. When we get back, we've got the first CNN clip where they're promoing and propagandizing about the supposed new footage of the plane hitting the Pentagon. We'll detail all this. I'm told the report's gone up on PrisonPlanet.com detailing everything. As soon as we have the video of the new supposed plane hitting the Pentagon, we'll post that on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. You're going to see massive, continual coverage. Tell everyone the latest information. Call everyone you know right now at PrisonPlanet.com. When we get back from break, we will explode into this subject and detail it. I know we have loaded phone lines with Alex and Dan and Ed and many others. We'll take your calls as well. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm so busy in the last hour, I didn't even plug the videos or anything. That's what supports us and funds us. The films I produce, the book I've written, the book I publish, the other videos and books I carry. Go to the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. Purchase them. Make copies of my videos. Number one, this information is waking people up. Number two, it supports us. Get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. If you believe in this type of super, ultra, hard-hitting, point-blank range information warfare truth radio, then purchase a bunch of videos and books off InfoWars.com. Go get the DVDs right now. Don't wait. Get them. Make copies of them. Expose the murdering terrorists that run the New World Order. Help us expose what's happening. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free to get tickets to the big 9/11 conference we're having next month, or go online at Infowars.com to get them. Toll-free number 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Again, online video and bookstore, Infowars.com, or call toll-free to get the videos or get the tickets, any of it. 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back after this quick break with the CNN clip to analyze the propaganda and a lot more.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money-saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel-powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money-saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to go to Alex, Will, Chad, Michael, James, everybody coming up in the next segment. An MSNBC anchor is reporting he's seen the footage from the Pentagon. It's a nose cone. It's frames again. So they can't show you real video, or they want to continue to make the debate as if they can't show you real video. They may already have canned fake video, or it may be real. Who knows? They're going to intensify the big national debate about the plane hitting the Pentagon, and then I predict within 6 months to a year, bring out crystal clear footage of it, whether it's real or not. Let's go ahead and roll this CNN piece as we analyze the propaganda. This is a warm-up for them releasing it any time now. Here it is.
As we move on, I want to move on now to more on that release of that 9/11 video. It shows the plane going into the Pentagon on 9/11. Our Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr has more on that. Barbara?
Well, Darren, just about 45 minutes from now, the public interest group here in Washington called Judicial Watch is expected to post this video on their website. This is the video from, we believe, security cameras here in the Pentagon parking lot that showed American Airlines Flight 77 striking the Pentagon on September 11th, 2001. Now, to be clear, it's our understanding that this is some of this video has been seen in the past. But Judicial Watch first filed a Freedom of Information Act request, as did CNN. And then when they were denied, they took it a step further and they went to court. Now, resolution of that today. And it's very interesting why the video is now being released by the U.S. government. And largely that is because the trial of Zakarias Moussaoui is now over. They didn't want to release it during those trial proceedings, believing it would prejudice the case. Now that that's all over with, they are going ahead, and the federal government within the hour will make this video now available. It is expected that the video will show for the first time a more discernible image, if you will, of Flight 77 hitting the building.
Yeah,
the
Barbara, let me just jump in here for a second. Just to be clear, this is not the video we're talking about.
No.
It's a video of our own coverage from 9/11.
Right, Darren.
Yeah.
To be clear, this is what we, of course, call file video.
Okay.
This is the aftermath within moments and hours on that day of what happened here in the Pentagon. That is the attack site. But what we are going to see from this release of video is surveillance cameras that were in the Pentagon parking lot that were rolling at the time. It will be a somewhat grainy image, but it will show Flight 77 and the impact into the side of the building. We have seen some of this before, but we've never really seen the discernible image of the actual aircraft hitting the building. And what we may see within the hour are the first images of the aircraft that we will actually see hitting the Pentagon, Darren.
It makes you wonder for a minute, stop and think about the families.
Indeed. Let us remember, 184 victims of that terrible attack. People who follow this issue have certainly known that this surveillance video was out there. One of the interesting mysteries, however, is whether or not there is additional video out there from surveillance cameras that were in other buildings, other areas surrounding the Pentagon. There's been an awful lot of talk about it. We are not sure what we will see within the hour from this release of video. We believe it will only be very similar to what we've seen before. But, of course, this also is expected to put to rest some of the internet chatter, some of the sort of fringe comments that have been out on the internet for years now about whether or not a plane really hit this building. And, of course, a plane did hit this building, Darren.
We should see the pictures for ourselves very soon.
Okay, there's the propaganda. There's the brainwashing, you see. Let it build up. The media on purpose gives attention, focuses wall-to-wall coverage on those denying a plane hit the Pentagon. And then, as we predicted, they start bringing out more and more video. It'll be just as foggy. We have all the clear police video from the highway, the traffic, the gas stations, the hotels, pointing right at where it happened, all the video cameras on the Pentagon. They'll release more foggy footage. And this claim that Zakarias Moussaoui trial kept it from happening, they've never even claimed that until now. It's just they're ready to do this now. Prejudice the jury. They were saying he did it all along. Of course they would release and show that video. This is just their excuse of, oh, we didn't release it because of this. But now we are. Now it'll heighten the debate even more. The people that made films about the Pentagon getting hit by a plane will be even bigger rock stars. It'll all, and then they'll release the beautiful, crisp video of the plane, whether it's fake or real or whatever. This was designed from the start, and for 4 years plus, I've been attacked for not throwing myself into it, for not making it the central issue, instead focusing on controlled demolition, public officials warned not to fly, and so much more. And now you're seeing exactly why I did this as the chickens come home to roost. This is only phase two, though.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
I know we have loaded phone lines. We're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. We have now seen the one frame. The government has released, we said this in the first hour. I don't know how I figured these people out. They're so sick. It's like once you've been watching a football team for 20 years, or you've been watching a particular coach for 20 years, you know what play they're going to call. We said it's probably going to be some horrible, last hour, it's on record, some horrible, grainy junk again, but a little bit more of an image than the white plume. Just a white mirage, one little spot, is what they released a few years ago. Now this new thing is one frame. We're posting it on prisonplanet.com. We got a detailed analysis up there. One little piece of junk frame that looks like something more like a plane. But don't worry, this will heighten the debate. Encourage, and then they'll release the hotel footage or some other Pentagon footage. We didn't want to hurt the families. That's probably what they'll say, but here it is, and it'll be that plane crashing right into there, whether it's real or not. Okay, and get me Paul Watson. Have you gotten Watson yet? Get him, too. Okay, callers, I'm going to get to you. But Michael Rivera, who called this years ago, and I agreed with him, but I would also have others on who focus on the Pentagon. I said, I don't know what happened, but I said the whole thing stinks like a honeypot, like a setup, and I have been skewered. I have been attacked everywhere. Rivera, even more than I, you got to give him credit. Paul Watson has said this. Paul Watson is on it right now. Michael Rivera, I tell you, we saw this coming a mile away.
Well, we definitely did, and I think the idea was that it just didn't make sense that if you're going to the trouble to crash a plane into the Pentagon, why would you go to the additional trouble of trying to fake that since you had to get rid of the plane and the people anyway? And, of course, you know, the people who are behind these kinds of events would love nothing better than for people like you and I to just go on arguing endlessly over just exactly what hit the Pentagon. And I think at this point, you know, we may agree to disagree on the fine points, but we know where we agree in common. We've been lied to by the government on a variety of issues. And really, the more we argue about the details, the more we're avoiding the real issue, which is what do the people of the United States do when they have a government that is lying to them, that is rigging elections, that is creating wars with false pretenses? And I think a lot of the people who like to argue over the fine points are really just kind of avoiding taking that next step to deciding, you know, what we're going to do.
Well, that's right. You've named names. You've said clearly the government did it. A lot of those that only want to focus on the Pentagon, they won't even come out and name the government. And it's. But look, the reason I got suspicious of this, 4 years ago, I was on the verge of making a Pentagon film, all these indicators showed me the way the media was giving it all this attention, but ignoring everything else, I said, I smell a setup later. I see this as a long-term setup, and even though it's real Hollywood and real sexy to cover this, I'm going to be somewhat neutral and tell people I don't trust it and I just don't know what happened. Because, again, the media gave this massive coverage, Michael, to make this the centerpiece of the debate, ignoring all the stuff that's 110%, like Operation Northwoods, public officials warned not to fly, NORAD stand down, drills that day, insider CIA trading, hijackers trained at spy schools all over the U.S., FBI funding them, informants living with them. All of that is 110%, so the media would never debate that. Did you notice how they always wanted to debate the Pentagon?
Absolutely, and every time there was an article in a magazine or a newspaper or a show on TV that was an attempt to bolstering up the official story, the first thing they would go to is, look at all those people who don't think a plane really crashed into the Pentagon. And
they would straw dog us. They would straw man us and claim we said it.
Yes, absolutely. That was a lot of false claims put out there about what we were saying. And I noticed just in the last few weeks that the amount of emails I've been receiving attempting to convince me that I simply must expose the Pentagon hoax were beginning to escalate. So I had a sense something like this was in the wind.
I remember, didn't you about a month ago put an article out again about the Pentagon? Just get ready. I mean, you said specifically they're going to start releasing more. Now, listen to my prediction, Michael Rivera.
Yes.
I predict that within 6 months to a year, in between that six-month time frame, that they're going to release crystal clear video. This is being released just as fish bait to even heighten the debate even more.
Absolutely. Right now, Bush needs all the distractions he can get from the NSA spying scandal, from the potential indictment of more of his inner circle, and certainly from the run-up to war with Iran. And, he tried last night with his speech to make immigration a controversy that was going to distract. That didn't get any traction. Now they tried this thing with Fox News today, and frankly, after listening to Fox News gloat about how this was going to silence the conspiracy theorists, when they finally showed the actual videos, I thought they were a little bit of a letdown, and that Fox really had been just sort of hyping this thing and wasting everybody's time. But,
yeah, all it is, the first one frame, now I'm told a few more frames of just, you've seen the images, then what do you think of them?
I'm not impressed. I don't think they're going to convince anybody, but the thing that is most notable about this is they're making the excuse that all of this material was withheld from the public because of the Massawi trial. Well, if that is the real reason, then this also has to apply to every other still and video photo around the Pentagon area, and this gets us back to the security videotape of the Citgo from the Citgo station, from their security camera that was pointed right at
but again, the reason they would do this is to have a debate about it and then later release a video whether real or manufactured.
Well, absolutely, and definitely right now Bush wants to embarrass the blogs and wants to embarrass radio stations, radio shows like yours.
Well, earlier I played CNN saying just that. Oh, this is going to silence them.
Yeah, there was a lot of gloating, and, you know, I really thought they had something on the tapes, but I think they were a little bit of a letdown to everybody.
Well, Michael Rivero, do you agree that that there's a very good chance we're going to see a lot better video soon?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think this was just a trial balloon to kick up the debate a little bit longer, and then when it gets really going, then we'll see a clear tape appear.
They will not talk about Silverstein and Seven. They will not talk about the supposed hijackers trained at multiple bases and embassies ordered to let them in because they're government agents. They won't debate that. Why? Because that will nail them, just like the White House memo about flying planes painted up like UN to get shot down, staging WMDs. That is confirmed, but notice the media won't talk about that.
Oh, absolutely. And the one story the media won't talk about, of course, that's my favorite is, you know, where was the Secret Service while Bush was sitting there reading about goats and airplanes were falling out of the sky on buildings all over the country?
And they thought they thought 18 of them could be hijacked.
Absolutely. So how did the Secret Service know that Bush was perfectly safe sitting where he was reading about goats?
And the media won't touch the thing about Israel, perhaps in a support role, dancing around on top buildings and for all over the country, multiple states catching Israeli with diagrams of nuke plants and power plants with explosive residue.
Absolutely. It's just one long cover-up pointing us at the intended target in the Middle East. And I think the reason that we're seeing both the immigration issue and now today the Pentagon being fanned up to be controversies is to distract from the run-up to the war with Iran. I think the war with Iran will take most Americans by surprise, but the writing is definitely on the wall.
We could see him go into high gear when Bush lost 18% of his base in 2 weeks, the conservative floor he thought he couldn't fall beneath, and we're going to see more Rovian spin machines going into high gear.
Yes, and one more thing that we're going to see, and I think this may have happened over the weekend to another website, we're going to see an attempt to plant a lot of false stories.
Disinfo, I mean, twice we've seen the disinfo of Rove indictments.
Yes, absolutely. We've got to be careful about that one because the other side does play dirty, and right now we are in their gunsight.
Michael Rivero, we're about to go to Paul Watson, but in closing, any other tidbits you'd like to impart?
We live in very interesting times, and people just have to be skeptical and just really look very carefully at what they're being told and decide for themselves where the truth is.
Anything the globalists do is multi-layered. This propaganda is also meant to bring the freshness of 9/11 back to our nostrils, back to our synapses, back to our eyes, back to our minds, as a kind of primordial fear of Iran.
Exactly, in order to build the case for war in Iran.
Do you believe this may foreshadow another false flag domestically?
It could, but you know, we'll just have to wait and see. But definitely we're seeing the propaganda run up to the invasion.
Thank you, Michael Rivero.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. He joins us once a month at WhatReallyHappened.com. Before we go to Paul Watson, and then I promise a few of your calls, just a few minutes, I want to explain something. I did nothing but interview the people that have focused on the Pentagon. I have said I think it's suspicious. It's very weird. It could have been a missile. We have different reports. But I said at the same time, the way the media is focused on it and given it attention is very suspicious. So you've got Rivero on the extreme that says the whole thing's a total setup. You've got my continual four-plus-year position. It stinks to high heaven, but something's going on there, but we need to look at everything. It's okay to have a debate. Then you have the others on the other extreme that if you don't jump in and buy into pods and laser beams and everything else, or even on the more extreme, blue screens and holograms, totally, that's ridiculous. Then, you know, I'm an evil agent, and I'm bad, and I'm covering up. Baloney. A lot of the people that attack me and say I don't go far enough, for months were attacking me when I said it was an inside job on the day it happened. Okay, I was on the air on other shows when it happened. I was on the air on Derry Brownfield. I was on my own show. I talked about it before it happened. I've taken the heat. I was attacked first by the Washington Post 5 days after 9/11. Huge front story. I don't want to hear it. And for any of you that don't like me standing up to you, don't start fights you can't finish. You try to come up here and mess with the big dog, you're going to get bit. All right, let's go to Paul Watson. Paul Watson, good to have you with us. Give us your analysis.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Well, I was sitting here listening to the Fox News anchors saying how it was going to put 9/11 conspiracy theories to bed. So I was expecting it to be this crystal clear footage of Flight 777 hitting the Pentagon. And then I actually saw the video footage, if it can even be described as that. It's not even proper video. It's a handful of frames. It looks exactly like the four-year-old handful of frames that we've already seen a million times, if not worse, because the sun glare's hitting the lens and you can see even less in the frame than you could see in those 2002 images.
Looks like a major Photoshop. They've got to blur it really bad if it's fake video so that video experts can't determine if it's a fake. If something's clear, you can't cover a fake up.
Yeah, which tells you two things. Either they still are covering up what hit the Pentagon, or they're, as you said, trying to hype it until a later date where they release crystal clear footage of Flight 77 hitting the Pentagon.
Well, regardless, they're hyping it to release the crystal clear footage. That's a given.
Which they're very capable of manufacturing, because Forrest Gump was shaking hands with JFK in 1994. But just the way it was hyped, Fox News commentators, you know, having pensive looks and pursing their lips, saying that it answers the furor over secret NSA wiretaps and surveillance.
By the way, Paul, that shows how bad people have been hurting them with 9/11, that they're so gleeful. This is not a victory for you people.
Yeah.
This is not a victory. And by the way, add to the article you wrote, or write another one about the Bin Laden fake Fat Man video. They've done the voice print. It's totally fake. You can look at it and tell it's fake. The same crowd that comes up with White House memos about staging shootdowns and Fat Bin Ladens and Zarqawis, you know, chopping heads off. All of again, this comes from the same Hollywood crowd.
Yeah, and they were reading off the same script. You call it gleeful. That's exactly what it was. And when the footage was finally shown, all the Fox News anchors and Homeland Security and terrorism experts, they all looked disappointed because the footage was so shoddy. And it backfired to me. I think it backfired because they'd hyped it so much and it was absolutely pathetic. But they took the opportunity to attack Charlie Sheen before playing it because obviously Sheen asked questions about the Pentagon.
Oh my gosh, have we gotten that on tape?
Well, it was on Fox News a couple of hours ago.
We've got listeners. If you've got that, you've got to upload it to the web immediately. Paul, how long until we get the video ourselves up on the site? How long until we're able to get those still images up on PrisonPlanet.com?
Well, I presume that it'll be on Fox News. I mean, they played the video an hour and a half ago, so I expect the stills.
And we're recording all of that right now. I don't even know what my staff's doing. I know they're all out there all like bees working on it. So the best continual coverage will be at PrisonPlanet.com. And Infowars.com. Paul, we need multiple articles hourly on this. I'm going to write one as soon as we get off. I'm going to help you add some material. But we've got to spell out that this thing is a major psyop. What did they say about Sheen? I didn't see it.
They said that Charlie Sheen came out with some outlandish theories about 9/11, one of which was what happened at the Pentagon. And that answers him. Foxnews.com is on their website right now. I don't know if they've got the stills, but it says they've got the video, so we'll try and grab it off there.
Well, I need that Sheen attack. Whoever's got it, throw it in the mail now in case we don't get it. I know at my home office I'm recording Fox, and I know that here we're reporting CNN and one other channel. Paul, I want to take a few calls, but any other caveats you want to add?
Yeah, they've got the gas station video. They've got hotel videos, which are going to show everything that happened, and yet this is exactly the same position, just slightly in front of the stills that we saw 4 years ago, so it still stings to high heaven.
Paul, I need you to jump on this full court press. This is a massive psyop. This is totally and completely staged. This is meant to heighten the debate, centralize the focus completely on the Pentagon, away from everything else. Get blurbs out on that immediately. How long? I want the best, and it's already there, the best continual coverage on PrisonPlanet.com. Tell us what to look for in the next few hours.
Well, there's an article up there right now, which has gone around the Internet. And we'll obviously have the video up and the stills. But they hyped it so much, within 5 minutes after showing the stills, they were talking about American Idol. So I think they were disappointed as to its impact, because it really was pathetic.
Well, that's because they're not high-level insiders at Fox and other places. They're just gleeful pawns. They haven't got the big picture yet that I believed. Paul, what does your gut tell you? But from all the indicators, I think this is to heighten the debate, centralize it more around the Pentagon, to later release even better video.
I've got no doubt that there's video of it. In fact, there was video of Flight 77 played on BBC News on the morning of 9/11. So I've got no doubt that they've got that video. They're just waiting for the most politically expedient time to release it.
What do you mean that it was on BBC?
There are screenshots of Flight 77 in the air over Washington that were taken from BBC News, and it was played once and never played again.
Boy, I wish we could get a hold of that, Paul.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult.
This is unbelievable. So we've got a big report up there right now. Get it out to everybody. And we've got more big reports coming out as we continue to analyze this. Paul, I tell you, this is just stinks to high heaven.
Well, definitely. It's a honeypot and it's a straw man that, as you said, all the hit pieces obsess about what happened at the Pentagon, even though the focus of 9/11 research has gone towards what happened to Building 7, but these attack pieces still focus on the Pentagon, and yeah, it's for a reason they're hyping it.
All right, good job, Watson. Continual coverage at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and you can better believe upcoming shows here on Genesis After Mine. We'll be detailing it in great detail as well. Stay with us. We'll jam in all your calls, Alex, Will, Chad, and others on the other side.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and findable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, jumping right back in live here. Final segment. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow. 11 to 2 Central. It is so important that we unspin what the New World Order is doing with this Pentagon situation, that you go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and get the report that's up there, all the other reports that are going up, the stills are going up right now, the video. But that isn't what matters. It's how this thing is set up. Get it out to everybody right now. Alex in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I'll make it quick. I got lucky on my local Fox 61 News. They were talking about a skull and bones, and I have the clip right here. It's about 30 seconds.
Okay, roll it. What is it?
All right, it's, I don't know. It's talking about Geronimo. Here it is.
We need a machete to cut the lawn. Right. Well, when it comes to digging up old bones, Yale University's Department of Anthropology is among the world's best. This next story has one of the school's institutions in the middle of a controversy of legendary proportions. The institution? It's Yale Skull and Bone Society. The legend, Geronimo.
Geronimo! When I was young, the word I came and wanted to
laugh. Go ahead, honey. Caller, I really appreciate you holding, but call me back tomorrow, Alex. I can't play a bunch of clips here at the end. Yes, we know about they admittedly stole the skull of Geronimo. Call me back tomorrow, Alex. Will in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what, Alex, man, I pray to God. I'm hoping that this MTV generation that we're living in America, I hope that their common sense kicks in and just understand that, you know, you see a plane flying through the air, you know when there's a Boeing 757 jet coming at you, how can there be hundreds of people that was in the Pentagon area and not have matching stories of a massive airplane flying in a few feet overhead and crashing into the Pentagon? You know,
I know. And this new video is even more foggy and ridiculous than the last. I was just watching it out there during the break. And but again, it's meant to be shoddy. It's meant to make us debate it and focus on it instead of all the other evidence that is ironclad.
They just don't understand that none of the destruction from 9/11, none of the destruction from buildings collapsing in demolition style, they don't have any consistency with past destruction of buildings being on fire.
I agree. All I'm telling listeners is, don't you see how the media wants us to talk about nothing but the Pentagon? I'm not against talking about it, but we need to get people focused on controlled demolition and all the other evidence. Thanks for the call, Will. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead.
Yo, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, Alex, real quickly, where do you think, where the people that are saying there was no plane, where do they say it went? Where do the people go that were on the plane that they dump it over the ocean?
But see, that's why it's beautiful. It's an endless debate that can never be proven one way or the other.
Right. So, I mean, basically, they're saying they don't know where the people... I'm not disagreeing with it. I believe that there was no plane myself.
I understand, sir. I mean, I'm suspicious of it, too. I'm not saying it's bad to talk about it. I'm saying notice how the media only wants to talk about this.
Right. And you know what, Alex? The speech yesterday with Bush, too little, too late. He should have did that right after 9/11 if he had any gall. But obviously, you know, he says we got to secure our borders. What was he saying 4 years ago?
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Last caller, James in Virginia. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, what's up? This new nose cone picture could obviously be a cruise missile. I don't think the media is going to stay on this story very long because it's an embarrassment to them. It'll probably go away.
But notice the government releases it. And I mean, they release what they want or don't release what they want, and then it hypes the debate, and then...
Well, they can't release clear videos because there's no plane there. I mean, it would have to be a very elaborate cartoon, and I don't think they can pull it off at this point. There just isn't physical evidence for a plane.
Well, the debate's going to accelerate. Pentagon, 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 but no controlled demolition, no terrorist hijackers trained at U.S. bases. None of that will ever be discussed. Thanks for the call. And that's how they like it, not looking at all the smoking gun evidence. Be sure and visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Get my 9/11 videos. Make copies. Get them off the web. Get them out to everybody. Spread the word. Look at the evidence that is incontrovertible. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv to download it all. And go to the websites to get the latest coverage on this Pentagon situation. It is huge. All right, we'll give you the tools you need to fight these people. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.